Bible and the Holy Quran. And he said that men meet every 25,000 years for that purpose. And they come together with each other and they plan history and scripture for 25,000 years to come. That's what he told us. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he wasn't a convert before he met this man. He knew nothing about the Quran or about the East or about Arabia or nothing before he met this man. So all his information came from this man. And this man spoke with more authority than anybody else ever did. And this man spoke with more concern, it seemed, for him and his situation than anybody else ever did. So he had a right. He had a right to listen to that man. For that man attacked his number one enemy. In the days when that man came to Detroit and converted my father and mother, in those days there was still Jim Crow law in the South. There were still signs up saying nigger or black or negro or whatever they call it, go around the side there. Get your hamburger at the side window, back window. Go up in the balcony of the theater. Don't mix down here on this first floor. All right. So put yourself in that situation now and see yourself as one of the worst victims of that circumstance there in the 30s. Right after the Wall Street crash. A day of hard times for all Americans, and then the subject of an oppressive society are there in that situation too. Put yourself back there now. A man on welfare and was getting nothing but a bowl of soup and a little flour, a little grease for him and his family of six, I think it was, at that time. With all of us, eight. Yes. Then a man come and just condemn the whole world. And tell a Christian people that he is their long-awaited Savior. Jesus was in the hearts of most African Americans. Knowing that now and seeing those circumstances and seeing him coming to rescue the victim, the subject, from his terrible situation, don't you know that most of the people will automatically think that that man was God or from God? Yes. So they believe him. Can't blame the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for that. For what he told the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was as logical as what the church told him. In fact, more logical. Because what the church told him didn't even respect his own nature, didn't respect his own dignity or his own creation. The church told him the chosen were white. Prophets, angels, all of them. And call the devil black. That old black angel, Satan. I'm giving you church terminology. And many of them, including my father, were told also that our racial features and identity was a curse on us from God. Through Ham and his son Canaan. Yes, of Canaan. Now, can you imagine that man rejecting or not listening to this man who came to him? He said, I'm the longer way to see you. And we were told that this man went into a church, the Deputy Quran. And he told the church of African Americans, that I am your longer way to see you. They do. threw it out, but he told them. So he finally got followers who believe that. Now, dear people, don't you think if God Almighty protected a Kaaba that fell under the custodianship of idolatrous people, would protect the Quran that fell under the custodianship of idolatrous people? We too were idolatrous, but the Holy Quran was in our midst, and we were innocent as Hashim was. Hashim wasn't guilty. He didn't know. All he knew is that that house was sacred, and that he should at least speak for its sacredness. But the proof that he didn't have knowledge and to defend it, he said, "I can't defend it. Allah will defend it." If he had knowledge, he would have spoke the inspiration of God. He would have said, God has instructed. God has said. But he didn't have anything to tell Eberhard about God in connection with that, the circumstances of that house, the Kaaba, which tells us that he himself was just a blind, innocent man who was in a situation where he was trusting. Our situation exactly. Our situation exactly. Here we are with God's protected book, calling ourselves God. And we will tell you there was no God before us. We hung the stars and everything. Claim to W.D. Farrar, also called W.F. Muhammad. To him. I'm not speaking from somebody else's report. I prayed to him myself. I was instructed to pray to him all my life as a child. And my man, early manhood. So I prayed to him. Here we were praying to a physical man who called himself W.D. Barad or W.F. Muhammad, calling ourselves God, and seeing him as our chief God, the supreme being among a family of God. I'm giving you the actual fact truth. Okay? Now, most of us left the church. Not that I left the church, I was raised in it. But I'm speaking for us, all of us. Most of us left the church because we wanted a more sincere religion. We were disappointed with the hypocrisy of the church. So we came to that call of the Almighty Elijah Muhammad because it appeared to us in all respects to be very honest, very frank, very open, very sincere, and brave and bold on the issues of justice. So can't you see now how most of us too were innocent? Those that Farrar got, they were innocent, most of them. And those that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad got, most of them were innocent. Now here's a community of innocent pagans sitting around the Kaaba, attending the Kaaba, saying, oh, no, you're not to handle it like that. Get this before you do it. Wash your hands before you touch it. Hold it high, don't hold it low. We were in charge of the Kaaba. We were telling people how they are to respect the Kaaba. And the enemy came, and they tried to take the temple, and they couldn't take it. Praise be to Allah. Then Allah Elijah Muhammad blessed one of you with understanding. And he came into the Kaaba. He said, this is out of the Kaaba. It's forbidden. It's that out of the car box. Thank you. I want that to be crystal clear. I don't see nobody that I want to be but me. Say, wouldn't you want to be Muhammad? I think I am. As near to him as anybody I ever seen. Muhammad was a brave soldier. Muhammad was a truthful man. Muhammad didn't back up for the world. He made the world back up for him. That's me, baby. Now that I've been made new, now that I've been blessed with life on my feet, brother, I see nothing. I don't back up or flinch before the world. The world cannot intimidate me. They can't frighten me. I don't have my hopes in the United States. I don't have my hopes in Arabia. I don't have my hopes in Pakistan or in Egypt. I have my hopes in Allah and in Allah alone. And I believe every government can fall right at this instant. And I believe I can carry my life and those with me forward as the Khalifa in this earth. Yes. And this is the faith you need. This is the blessing that's due you. Of people who will complete the cutoff from past history, from past lives, from their sociological development. Don't you think it is justice that God gives them charge of their affairs? Yes. That's my message, that God has given us, prepared us to take charge of our affairs. Follow this way, change our circumstances. From one of shame to one of dignity. Can do it. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, we have to learn to respect each other. Knowing that Allah has made each of us a sacred vessel and has dignified us over the creatures of the world, of the earth, that alone should make us, if we have that kind of understanding, treat each other with more respect. We should treat our children with more respect. Instead of forcing them to respect us because of our seniority or because of our parenthood, we should be forcing ourselves to respect them more. And in that way, we'll bring a healthy mind back to our children, and our children will in turn begin to respect us. We have to respect our sisters more. The women of our community, we have to value them and protect them. We don't want to see them exposed for the shameful kinds of things we meet in the street. None of us should want our wives or our daughters to be walking by themselves out in these streets. I know our circumstances, our financial circumstances, force us into a situation like that, but we shouldn't like it. We should dislike it. We should bitterly dislike it. We should hate it. And we should be wanting to find some way out of this where our sisters will not have to go unchaperoned in the society. And our sisters, you should care so much about the word of God and the dignity he has placed in you as a mother and responsible person for the new life. You should care so much about that you would welcome the brother acting in your good interest. Why, if I was a woman, I'm sure that I would feel so elated, I would feel so happy, so good to see a brother concerned about my safety in the public street. Yes. You know, the sisters are excused from Jummah.
They don't have to come to Jummah. They are not forbidden to come to Jummah, but they are not encouraged to come to Jummah. It's up to them. But they are encouraged to come to the Eid. Why? Because at that time, especially in the East, in Arabia, in the Muslim land, at that time, the temperament and sensitivity of the community was so overcome by the great terrors of the East, there would be little chance of any woman being insulted on those days. But at other times of the year, there's a greater chance, even in the Muslim country, of a woman being insulted. Because we have history to show that women were insulted, even in the Muslim land, even in the Muslim society. They were insulted. Some men approached women in the wrong way. Some women left themselves open to advances from men. And all of these things were dealt with in the life of the Prophet, peace and blessings be on him. All right? Now, we live in a situation where we are a small minority. The great society is un-Islamic. The great society is a hell, a perilous place for any faithful, righteous person. So can we want our sisters out there in the street? But I don't see any reason to keep them from coming to the masjid, when they go to work at night to help take care of you, pardon me, some of you. So since they're going out working like men, and they have to face the hard life of this society like men, I don't see any point in discouraging our sisters from coming to Jummah. Because the risk to them coming to Jummah is less than the risk to them all day long. See how you need leadership? You don't need no imam that'll come here and let a sheikh from bushy land or skinny land to come over here and give him a khutbah. You know, a sheikh, an imam offered me a book of a khutbah. And he told me that the one that we have for the day, he gave me the number of the one that they were going to preach that Jummah. He said, would you like to have the book? Because he had invited me to preach that Jummah. You know me. Can you imagine me now? Being out of the United States and a dude giving me some old faded pages, old pages with some old khutbahs on it, and telling me the khutbah for that Friday was number something, he said, I forgot the number. I was so surprised, I can't even remember anything hardly he said, but that there was a book of khutbahs. So I told him, I said, well, what I have to say is very little. I said, I don't need to. I said, I'll give you the regular khutbah if you can hear. He accepted it. So I gave him my regular khutbah. And I think he made a mistake. He got his book. He went out to the masjid when it was over and left his book in there. Come up, it would have blew those flimsy pages out across the land. They were almost done. So, dear beloved people, a little humor is good for us. We have to know what to do in the light of present circumstances. In the light of present circumstances. We live in a different time, different circumstances. So we have the knowledge for addressing all times and all circumstances. We need somebody qualified to apply that in the light of these circumstances in this time. But those people from across the water, most of them want us to ignore the time, ignore the circumstances, bring Arabia and just sit it in America. Or bring Cairo and just sit it in America. Karachi, just take Karachi and sit it upon America. And we just go Karachiing all over the United States. That won't work. Thank you very much. Sorry to hold you so long. But have faith and be happy that you are blessed. Salvation has come to us. And Allah has dignified us with leadership that can survive the challenge of this world's leadership. That's a big thing to tell you. I'm not boasting, merely telling you the truth. That's a big thing to tell you, but believe me, it's the fact. We don't need anything but time. All we need from here on out, time. Time for what I'm saying to reach more people who respect what I'm saying. That's all we need. And in time, mathematicians, chemists, astronomers, businessmen, all of these people, economists, doctors of philosophy, doctors of psychology, all of these people, yeah, in time. And the doctor will come, the scientist will come, the economist will come, and he will work under this leadership with more enthusiasm than he has ever worked with in his life. All we need is time. Right now, I'm approaching 48 years old. Tell you the truth, if I treat myself a little better physically, I'll be a man of about 38. Now, with modern technology improving and ecology becoming a matter of concern more and more, well, I think future here may give me another 50 years. And if the Lord let this happen for another 50 years, great God Almighty! Great God Almighty! There'll be a light in this part of the world too bright for anyone not to see anywhere on the planet. The dignity we rightly deserve would come to us. In fact, we don't need 50 years, 25, maybe 20, possibly 15. With a good blessing from God, 10. Yes, yes. We are not interested in taking the controls of government from anybody. We want to grow up into the controls of government. Not taking a thing. We want to grow up into the controls of government. Where the people can see that they didn't walk up, they grew up. They didn't get any ladder or anything, they grew up. By that I mean, you will be justly due the right to operate in those high places. Because you would have proven by your growth that you're qualified for it. That will come. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, Allah has blessed us now, and I believe that it is something that we can say we have. environment and give themselves fully to a learning environment. We have been blessed. It's good news.